Now, there is a brand new original Aussie show coming to you via the Stan streaming service just this week. It's the story of AJ. He's a moderately successful breakfast radio host who finds himself coping with the combined existential dread of dating, love, loss, betrayal, and the fact of being a moderately successful radio host. He's somewhat dubiously aided in this enforced journey of self-discovery by his best mate, Stevie. And I've got to say, she's not exactly the picture of a perfectly adjusted individual. Now, the few episodes I've seen are smart, touching, and absolutely hilarious. It's called The Other Guy, and it's from the clearly overactive mind of Matt O'Kine, who stars as AJ along with Harriet Dyer as the scene-stealing Stevie. Good morning to both of you, Matt and Harriet. How are you?
Did you write that?
I did write that.
That's better than anything that I've ever written about my own show, I got to tell you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty on point. I thought maybe Stan had sent you something in a release or something. But
I'll send that back to Stan.
You should. You got a real polish on that one. No, thanks for having us.
No, I especially liked scene stealing.
Yeah, well, she is.
Scene stealing Stevie. That's hard to say.
Yeah, I know. I did actually muck it up quite badly when I went to say. But, well, you know, I was going to jump to that later on. But the early kind of reviews that are coming in, or people who went and saw the two episodes I saw, people have been raving about Stevie Harriet. Like, she's an incredible character.
My dad sent me those. He's my Googler, but he doesn't send me anything bad.
Does he actually Google you all the time?
Nonstop.
Really?
He retired in October. He was a lawyer, and now he just kind of is just like my PA. He's like, okay, Harriet, we've got a screening coming up in Brisbane. And I'm just like, all right. He's up in Townsville on the help desk.
That's so good. My dad still doesn't know how to use the internet.
Oh.
He's only just figured out texting.
My dad has not figured out texting, which I'm very grateful for. He's well into his 80s. I don't know if I want to get texts from my dad. His interests are the weather and farm machinery.
But Harriet is amazing. Stevie is one of my favourite characters in I'm going to say television history.
Aww.
There you go. I'm putting it out there. Written, Becky Lucas was writing on the show as well.
Yeah,
it's an amazing
comic.
She's over in Edinburgh at the moment. And she just had such a good voice for Stevie. And so she really helped craft Stevie a lot. And we had a lot of fun working together.
Becky's amazing.
Yeah. And there were some laughs.
Yeah, we had some lols.
They had to do a nude scene where Harriet couldn't.
It wasn't a sex scene. It was a nude scene.
It was a
They're
nude
very
scene.
Different.
Yeah, yeah. Because my character is very self-conscious about his body. So, and he's just fallen in love with a singer-songwriter that he's met on the radio. And he starts freaking out because someone's trolling him. A troll called Dog Murphy, played by Briggs. And he's very paranoid about his body. And he's, you know, asking Stevie whether he's got big nipples or not, or whether he's going too bald, or what his arms are like. And Stevie's like, all right, well,
I'm like, whip it all off. Let's have,
let's
a,
have
look.
A look.
Like, if we're going to do this, basically. And so I give him a bit of a rundown. out of 10, I rate his body parts.
Yeah, yeah,
this is like Rate My Penis on Twitter, but in real
bit.
Life
do
on TV.
Do they have Rate My Penis on Twitter?
I remember Rate My Poo. RateMyPoo.com was one of the earliest websites I ever went on.
And
it was really interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
What does a 10 look like?
Like a dolphin. There was, anyway, sorry.
Just a very corny dolphin.
The nudity happens pretty damn quick with you. You've got your kid off within a few minutes of episode one.
I didn't think about it when I was writing it. I just thought, you know, that it would be a thing that happened by someone else or something. I just didn't, you know, when you're writing it, you don't think about the things that you're going to be doing. It's like, I wrote a swamp scene and it's winter in, you know, Sydney, and I'm in a swamp. I'm like, what the hell did I do this for? You know, we had to film a scene in Sri Lanka, and of course we couldn't all go to Sri Lanka, so we actually filmed it out at Terry Hills.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sydney, Sri Lanka. Yeah.
In a motel. No camera shots in that episode are above shoulder height because there's just eucalyptus trees in the background.
All the extras are wearing the bindi though. So yeah. That's good.
it was really fun filming. But yeah, so Harriet, when I got my kid off, had a solid little lol. You laughed too much.
I know I did. It's because he's got such lovely cocoa-coloured skin, but the modesty pouch, which is essentially a dick bag.
Tell me
was
that
pink.
Was the wrong flesh color. Yeah,
of course it was the wrong flesh color.
It was like the most Anglo pink you've ever seen. And so that's what killed me. I'm just like, okay, Matt, pink dick. And yeah, it was very funny. I laughed too much. And then I saw Matt's little eyes just get a bit hurt. And I thought, oh, I got to get it together just for his pride. I've got to be like, yes, that is a sexual part of you. It's not funny. And then I really got through it.
After 10 minutes. It was pretty rough.
I mean, that's a problem with diversity, I think, that there was no modesty pouches in POCO.
For my skin colour.
Yeah, let's get on that.
There's a hole in the market.
A very small one.
any penis pouch makers need to really get on to that.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Look, clearly you guys have a lot of chemistry. I mean, the show is so fun when you guys are in the same room together. Had you worked together before or even known each other overly well?
Nah. I knew Harriet's sister because we worked at a call centre together.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because Harriet's one of the best working actors in this country. Since I graduated my acting degree, I worked as a temp in a clothes office, and then I did 2 years at a call center. And I tell you what, if you're ever feeling too good about yourself,
yeah,
get a job at a call center. Because you will be put back in your place rather quickly.
Post-university, I was one of the guys who called up people and tried to get them to sign up for carpet cleaning.
Oh,
did you? My friend used to do that he used to go around and do vacuuming demonstrations in people's houses then sell them a vacuum.
No, it was never that bad. Never that bad. I was actually on the phone saying, do you want someone to clean your carpet?
Oh, God.
What was your strike rate there like?
Really bad. It was in Wollongong, which wasn't going to help anyone for a start. So, yeah.
Was it like 1 in 20 would say
if
yes?
You were lucky, 1 in 20.
Oh, yeah. Mate.
You get a lot of people telling you to F off.
Yeah, and they don't say it that way either.
No.
They're not polite about it.
Yeah, so we'd never met before, but when we did
this
the
carpet
but,
go once over.
You know, I remember Becky and I had been writing this character, Stevie, and you know, the very first audition tape. Well, the casting director, when we were talking to her, she said, "Did you write this for Harriet?" And I said, "I don't know who Harriet is. Like, I've never met Harriet before. I was familiar with her work, but I'd never met her." And then Kirsten McGregor, our casting director, was like, "Because this is." This is so Harriet right now. And the very first audition tape that I watched for Stevie, for the whole show actually, was Harriet.
Yeah, I think I was the first cab off the rank because I had to go to Melbourne that day.
Yeah, very first audition. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, well, there can't be someone better.
Oh, I can't imagine anyone else in the role. I really can't. I've only seen two episodes.
Oh, so
And Becky watched it as well. She was like, she's brilliant. So let's just
I was quite hungover when I did the tape and I think it really helped.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a pretty similar sort of vibe to Stevie in general.
Yeah, I was a little bit, my voice was quite low and I was just a little bit, you know, I think I knew that it would help in some way.
But it's the show in general's it's got some really sort of touching moments.
It
as
really
well.
Does. Yeah. Like some really smartly written sort of very much a show don't tell attitude about a lot of the emotions that,
we wanted to hold,
that AJ has.
Yeah, we wanted to hold off a little bit. I didn't want to be shoving storyline down people's throats. And so I just wanted to make sure that it was, I don't know, there's a sort of tendency to assume that audiences aren't as smart as they are. Do you know sometimes?
I do know.
And it sort of kills me when I'm watching things and I'm like, duh.
I knew that.
Yeah, like why are you making it so obvious?
Lisa needs braces. Dental plan.
So I wanted to restrain from being too obvious about it. And also, I wanted to be realistic. If you've ever gone through a pretty serious sort of cheating breakup, it's not as straightforward as people assume it's going to be. And everyone sort of thinks they know how they're going to react at the time if they were to find out their partner's cheating on you or something. But the reality is it plays out over a long time. Mm. It's not as much of the walk in and see them with someone else and then throw their clothes out the window as you think it is.
Yeah.
It's always a really slow, drawn out, depressing discussion-based situation where you're constantly talking about it and why, and then you're crying, and then you got to go to work and pretend like everything's okay. And I wanted to kind of try and capture that realness.
Yeah, you don't get the nice fade out of you just putting a final bit of tape on a box and then it's all done. Yeah. You actually have to go through all of the bit in between.
Yeah, of you know, them turning up and you being like, here's all your stuff. I know we organised for you to pick up your mattress today, but I've slept with someone last night and one of us pissed on it and I don't know who it was and I'm really sorry.
And that's the kind of storyline you can get in The Other Guy from 17th this Thursday right on Stan. Matt, you're also doing an encore performance of your We Made You show later on this year.
Yeah, yep. I'm heading back down the East Coast, so come check it out at the Enmore just in early December.
Encore at the Enmore.
Yep.
Nice. Harriet, you've got a movie coming out, Killing Ground, opening next week.
Yeah, a rom-com.
Is it?
No.
Didn't think so.
No.
No. It's a terrifying horror, isn't it?
It's quite violent, yeah. It's very different to this. But yeah, check it out, Selected Cinemas, and I think on iTunes.
Hey.
Just kidding.
Stan, let's worry about that.
Stan.
Stan, August 17th.
It's not
the
on
other
Stan,
guy.
So don't worry about it.
All right, guys, we will leave it there. Matt and Harriet, thank you so very, very much. And I can't wait to see the rest of the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
It is an absolute pleasure.